All right, guys, welcome along to episode 6 of the Centre Square podcast. Today, very big episode. We have our mid-season All-Australian 22. And also we're going to preview round 15, is
it? Yep, round 15 of the AFL.
Yep, so basically we'll get cracking on into the tips for this week. Thursday, June 27, Marvel Stadium, Essendon, taking on the Giants. Boys, who have we got?
Oh, probably got to back the Giants in on this one.
Yeah, GWS is too strong, I think.
Essendon for me.
Oh, big call.
You love tipping the Dons.
Love the Dons. Yeah, Giants for me as well.
You might be in strong.
For about 4 goals as well.
Oh, that's an interesting call.
Giants.
You got the intro off.
Yeah, my tips are in
big. Alright, so we've all gone.
Moving on.
Everyone Giants tips now.
Then moving on to the Friday game.
Remember that? Yep, at GMHBA Stadium on the 28th of June. I'm going to have to go to the Cats, boys. At July.
Yeah,
Cats
for me. I think they're going to win. Yeah, they're going to win. Want to win against the other South Australian side this week. So
I think.
At home. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, Cats for me as well.
Bounce
back
after
last week.
Yep.
What good
all
teams
gold.
Do.
Yep.
Yep.
So,
then Hawthorn and the Coasters. Yeah, Geelong for everyone.
Geelong,
yep. And up. Then first of the Saturday games, Hawthorn and the West Coast Eagles. And there's an early game. My tip, Eagles boys. What about you?
Yeah, Eagles for me as well.
Yeah, Eagles for this one.
Yep.
Oh, you'd be quite stupid if you didn't back in Hawks for this one for me. So Hawks.
Oh,
I think Hawthorn
as well.
Oh,
I think
the
Hawks. You're kidding yourself if you think Eagles are going to beat Hawthorn.
Yeah.
At the G, it'll be interesting.
It'll be a win for Eagles.
Yep.
All right. Next game at the SCG. Twilight game, Sydney and the Gold Coast. My tip, Gold Coast.
Ooh.
What?
They beat them up there last year.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I don't know if they'll do it again, though.
That's a bit silly, bro.
They'll take some confidence.
Stewie Jew. He is the best coach in the AFL.
Well,
he is creating some talent up there.
He's only there for the free pies, mate.
And the beaches, so you can do some bombies in there.
That's so random.
What is it? Tsunamis over.
Yeah, over
the
to
coast.
The, how about the bombing that Brazy did Australia. At the swimming carnival?
That was dude. Who's mine?
Yeah,
you're one at the swimming carnival. Yeah.
Big on Stewie Drew's tsunamis.
And moving on to Collingwood and North Melbourne.
No, we haven't even done the tips, have we? For
we did the tips, everyone.
Everyone Swans except for you.
Yeah, Swans except Razor.
Yep, Swans.
Okay, yeah. Marvel with the Pies and the Roos. Pies for me.
Yeah, Pies for me.
Yeah, Pies.
Easy one.
Collingwood. Yeah, I'll tip the animal that flies.
I mean, they can both fly. The
roos, bulldog.
The
roos
are on
yeah,
the roos,
roos
yeah.
are on the
well,
sorry,
planes,
we can
so
can
they're
roos
on,
fly.
They're actually on. They actually fly.
Oh, a bit of no, jump
the
and they get a bit of height.
A bit of air time.
And they're on a
little bit of
planes.
A little bit of hang time.
Space
flying kangaroo.
All right, everyone's for the Pies.
Yep.
Space me.
And going chips to, at halftime.
Going to Central Australia. Which is only South Australia. Port and the Dogs. Port for me.
Yep, up the power.
Yeah, the power for me.
Yep, yep. Okay.
Power.
Yep. Connor Rose, 40.
Power.
Oh, jeez.
Big call. You might be
Zach
in strife.
Zach Barnes, kick it back.
You might be in strife.
After that, poor.
The Maddie's Vision match, St Kilda and Richmond. At Marvel on Sunday morning afternoon. Ooh, that's actually a good game. I reckon that'll be a ripper of a game. But Richmond will have all their gun experience players back. So I'm going the
Tigers. I'm backing Richmond in here as well.
Yep,
I reckon it could be close, but Richmond.
I'm going for St Kilda.
Just to be different, Cal.
Just to be different, you know. Just stand out.
Rest some tips.
Yeah. Well, you're sitting at the bottom of the table at the moment, Cal, with the tipping, so.
You've got to do something about it.
You've got to take some risks.
It's gone the all or nothing.
Yep.
This
is the ringer.
Brisbane, Melbourne.
We're going to go up north. Yep, Brisbane, Melbourne at the Gabba. Lions for me, boys.
Yeah, Lions, but it'll be close. But, I mean, after the Demons' big win against Fremantle last week, there should be a chance. Defeating a quality side of Fremantle.
It's Fremantle. Come on.
Lions, I reckon, will absolutely belt them.
Yeah.
I reckon
they're hard to beat.
I reckon Lions, but something's telling me to tip Melbourne. But I'm just going to say Lions because I know they'll win.
I'm going to go for the D's back to back. D's are playing finals.
Upsets come.
All right. And the last game in Perth.
Fremantle and Carlton.
It's a blockbuster.
I'm gonna go with a wild one here, and I reckon Cal is going to tip the Blues on this one.
No, surprisingly, I'm going to actually tip the Dockers.
Nice.
I'm tipping the Dockers as well.
30 plus.
The Fifers Crips matchup.
Yeah, interesting matchup there. We'll talk about that matchup later in the show.
Wow. Yeah. Don't reveal anything yet.
Yeah, not just yet, boys.
Bit of a cheeky tease there for the listeners.
Freo for me.
Fremantle.
Yep, Freo.
Yeah, all right. Tips done. Who's leading the tipping?
So Ethan's leading the tips at the moment with 10 out of 12. Then it's me and Noah in 9 out of 12. Then Bray on 8 out of 12. And Cal coming in last at 7 out of 12. So he's going to need a couple of upsets this round.
Well, I'm going to be 16 out of whatever at the end of this week.
Can you imagine if he gets them all right?
Big 9 out of 9.
Yeah, hopefully not. Can't see it happening, Cal.
Well, too bad it's happening.
No, you reckon, Zara? Go down to the cap. Let's change segment now.
What are we going to reveal?
Walking point segment.
Oh.
The biggest ever.
The biggest segment Wednesday night segment in history.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Apart from last week, but it wasn't too good. We're getting bigger and better every week, so stay tuned.
Yep. This is the mid-season All-Australian side from the Centre Square podcast.
Boys.
So, where should we start?
Well, start off with the back line, I reckon.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's me.
Mate. That's you.
So, to review, arguably the first spot in our All-Australian team. Tom Stewart, back pocket. Couldn't really go past him. And then, even though this player's out and he won't play again for the rest of the year, we got to reward him for his efforts in the first half, and that's Alex Pearce, fullback. In the other
great
back
start to the season, Alex Pearce.
Yep. Best defender in the league.
We'll be on to that.
Yep.
Other back pocket, Basher Hooley. Yeah, he's also having arguably career best year.
We'll talk about each row as we go on, all right?
Okay.
So Tom Stewart got his spot pretty comfortably, I reckon, at the end of the year. Alex Pearce, he won't be in there for long.
No.
He's not gonna play
go
straight out
the rest of the season, bro.
Yep, exactly. And Bashar Hooley, he can keep his spot if he plays
Captain
well.
Captain Obvious, back out.
Michael Clark.
Clarky.
Seriously, boys.
Yep.
So you're halfback.
First halfback flank, I believe, was Jake Lloyd.
Lloyd.
Yep.
Wrong one.
Lloyd.
Centre halfback was McGovern. And the other back flank was
Luke Ryan.
Yep, Luke Ryan. I really like that pick, and shout out to Luke Ryan.
Yeah,
it's gone,
he doesn't miss an episode.
Man. Nah. Alright, yep, I think they all deserve their spots.
Yeah, a couple of marking halfbacks in that line, McGovern and Ryan.
Stewart. Yes. Down the back.
Yep. Centre, who had that?
Yeah, I'll take the mids. Man. Oh, no, you take the mids, it's all right, Froth.
So start the wing. Josh Kelly from the GWS Giants. He's had a consistent year, always been pretty good. Giants doing pretty well, so he's probably up there in the best and fairest. Other wing, we have Bradley Hill from Freo.
Deadly Bradley Hill. Yeah. Some deadly pace on that wing.
Yeah. Probably career best form.
What are you laughing at, boys?
Nothing.
Speaking the truth.
At all, nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, so Kelly and Hill probably easy picks for the wing. So
yeah. Bradley Hill being the fastest bloke in the AFL at the moment.
Yeah. And then
I can't forget Rovers. About Jack Richardelli.
Nah. Not even.
Mason Cox, he's got some wheels that man.
What about Nick Nat? He's pretty quick.
Oh, seriously, Knowles.
Sean Darcy.
Seriously.
Sandy. So Tim Kelly, Nat Fyfe, and Patrick Cripps are the inside mids we've got starting.
Mm-hmm.
Solid group of midfielders there.
Probably leading the Brownlow at this stage. I think they're top three on AFL.com Brownlow predictor at the moment.
Well, they've made the All-Australian Centre Square podcast team, so that's probably more of an Brownlow achievement. Then.
Nothing's going to top that.
Yeah, exactly.
And then starting Ruckman, we have Brody Grundy. He's the best Ruckman in the comp right now. What are you boys laughing at?
Nothing.
He's drinking water.
Real professional.
Sorry, boys.
Real professional. Yeah, real professional.
I was washing my hands.
Lack of professionalism.
I've been eating my dinner the whole podcast.
Oh, my God. Continue, Ethan. Everyone else.
Yeah, doing the rock. Ronnie Grundy.
Yeah.
Very best form. Easily best ruckman in the comp. Probably up there on the Brownlow, so nothing else really to be said.
Yeah, no, you've nailed that one.
So, any thoughts on the midfield? Pretty good midfield.
Yep.
Contested beast and outside players.
You pretty much nailed it.
Yeah.
So, we'll move on to the forwards now.
Yeah.
No, it's Bray.
Yeah, it's forwards.
Well, I've got the bench.
I'm not messing around. The forward line. One vote. G. Ablett. Two votes.
All Australian team.
J. Cameron. Not Jared Cameron. It's Jeremy Cameron.
He's only played in one game, bro.
Oh, I know. They're both J. Cameron's. All right, settle down. So, yeah, that is the GWS player. And then, finally, end, M. Walters.
Sonny Bill.
Sonny Bill. On the half-forward line, boys, what do we think?
He's a smoky for the Brownlow.
Yeah, we got some Michael deadly Walters. Boots on the right half flank there in Walters.
Yep. Hill not too far away from him.
Yeah, so a bit of Fremantle connection going on there.
Biased.
Shout out to the office boys.
In the full forwards line, the forward pocket, we have C. Cameron from the Brisbane Lions in there. In the other pocket,
Tony Lockett.
D. Goey. And in the goal square, we have
Josh Bray Loveridge.
Kennedy. Is that Josh Kennedy?
Tom Hawkins.
Yes, it's Tom Hawkins. I know. Tom Hawkins completes the forward line.
Yeah, the Tomahawk.
What do we think, boys?
Yeah, a lot of goals in that forward line. Always ideal.
You'd hope so.
So
well, that's what you want to see from your forwards. A few goals.
Yeah, oh, well, I think we've got the right between big marking forwards and then, yeah, Darty electric forwards.
So, where is Darty McCarthy? Where
he's coming back this week.
I'm lucky to miss, maybe.
Yeah, unlucky to miss after his, what, six-goal performance against North Melbourne in round one.
Extremely stiff.
Yeah. We haven't announced the bench yet, so.
Yeah, oh, he's still a chance. You don't know.
He is a chance.
Should we go bench then?
I've got the bench. So on the bench we're going for two ruckmen in the side. So we got Maxi Gorn, the big Melbourne ruckman.
Couldn't go past.
Second man to play on the
keep
bench.
The bench warm.
Yeah, keeping the bench warm is the little man from the Bulldogs with the helmet. Not
Caleb
Haywood, it's Caleb Daniel. I was pushing for him to get in the starting, but the boys didn't like it, so
not really quite the room.
Third one to keep the bench warm is Travis Boak. He's had a pretty good year, but couldn't really fit him anywhere.
Yeah.
In the midfield, it's pretty stacked. And last man on the bench is Lachie Neal. Started the year on fire, but
Lachie Neal,
yeah, Rocky number one dog handler at the Fremantle Dockers.
Well, he's got like 40 disposals every game, so I don't see why he shouldn't be there.
Pretty sure only had 25 last game, but
one game still 25, not bad.
No,
we
I'm
had
joking.
15
I'm joking.
In one game.
Oh, well, he didn't win.
Well, I don't know.
Nah, he's a gun. So
yep.
he deserves to be
on the bench, boys.
Well. Obviously, right. We have come down to 22 players.
Move on to the stiff ones.
Yep,
yeah,
the ones that were
very
unlucky to miss out.
Very unlucky to miss out on
so,
our
first one that was unlucky to miss out.
Prize.
From the Fremantle Dockers, number three, Brandon Matera. He was lucky to miss out. He's been a gun forward. Yeah, he's been one of the hardest working forwards for Fremantle all year. Probably not too much of a hard
turn his career around.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not that hard to be the hardest working forward at Fremantle. but still, yeah, unlucky to miss out on that one. Shannon Hearn as well, another WA player. Unlucky to miss out, as well as Dom Sheed. Then we move over to the other states. Stephen Cornelio, another WA boy, but he plays for GWS. Bit stiff to miss out with his year. And then Patrick Dangerfield. I guess we've got a lot of cats in the lineup, so yeah, probably had to put him out for this one. Yeah, so that tops it up, boys.
On to the captains.
You missed one.
Yeah, you missed one.
From the Adelaide Crows.
Oh, yeah.
Former Melbourne star cricketer, Alex Keith.
Oh, yeah, Alex Keith, sorry. Sorry, boys, must have just skipped straight past that one.
Yeah, he's not important.
Oh, well.
Yeah. He was Ruffy's pick.
Yeah.
Can you announce the captains?
Vice-captain.
Because he was the one that loved him.
Oh, yeah. Rightio. Well,
bit of controversy about...
Controversy? You're the only one that disagreed with me.
Yeah. Who's the vice, bro? That's who the vice-captain.
It is controversy. Because the vice-captain, I believe, could be a good captain. But these four... Reckon he doesn't have enough experience. And the captain
not enough
is the perfect captain for the role, apparently. So, a bit of annoyed. And I believe it's a bit biased as well. we've gone with this option. Alright, so I'm going to announce the vice-captain. It is...
Well,
drum roll, Thompson. Please.
Patrick
Cripps is the vice captain of the Australian side and the captain. Bigger drum roll, please, boys. Nathan Fife.
Nathan Fife.
Bit biased. But
can I just add, really. It's hard to be captain of the All-Australian team when your team has only won, what, like, 2 or 3 games?
Oh, but still.
You know what Bray's excuse was for Fife for being captain? He said, because we go to a school that's part of the Fremantle, it's biased.
Yeah, cool, bro. Cool story.
What's one reason Fife shouldn't be captain?
I just believe that your first option is Fife.
Because he's a gun. Frio.
Well, I could have easily said, oh, yeah, McGovern should definitely be the captain.
Okay.
Or even Shannon. Joey. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you guys just went straight to Fife.
Is McGovern or DeGoey captain of the team?
Well, no.
Well, there you go.
Changing the captain. Charlie Cameron.
Yeah, Charlie Cameron. All right, well.
That wraps up the team.
Yep.
Yeah, that is the side.
So,
this is the side.
Solid achievement for those players. Big accolade of their careers.
Keep your great performances going.
Yep.
Also a bit of a controversial post on the socials over the last couple of days.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Well, in fact, I reckon let's do a little in strife segment, shall we?
Yep. Why not?
And you know who is in strife?
Who?
Wait.
Luca Vinning.
Oh. Why is that, bro?
Why is that?
Luca Vinning has uploaded a post on the socials, on our Instagram, Centre Square Podcast, if you aren't following.
Give it a follow.
And he has put a post of us umpiring the Lightning Carnival, and he's used the podcast, the hashtag, Green Maggots.
Got to get around the hashtag, boys.
He's in strife.
Bit of a laugh.
Why is that a bad thing?
Bit of a laugh, Bray. Took it a bit seriously.
Yeah, no, not me. Other people took it seriously. So you're in strife for them.
We all know your best mate with Dean Muggets.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
That's why you hate free metal.
Right, yep. Anyways, you boys got anything else to add on?
No. I'd say you're in strife, actually, bro, for falling asleep during the last podcast. If you're going to go there.
Oh, I was sick.
Mate, once you select yourself to play, you're fit.
Got to rock up, at least.
Should have rocked yourself
out. Yeah, I did. I rocked up to my studio.
You've got to show yourself.
I just fell asleep in my studio.
Assert your dominance.
Studio. Yeah.
Yeah, my bedroom. That's my studio. So.
Sick.
Technically, I rocked up. Yeah. You know what else? Who else is in strife?
Who?
Who?
Freeze MMD.
Oh yeah, we were robbed.
Yeah.
2 tickets to the grand final we could have had.
Yeah, I know. So, poor blokes. Luke Vinning and Noah Tonkin had the post, had the hashtag Big Freeze 5, trying to win some tickets. Trying to win some tickets to the grand final for putting the hashtag. Fight MMD. They commented on the post.
With the praise.
And,
with the praise emoji.
Didn't even win.
Well, commenting on our post doesn't mean we've won.
I know.
There's no guarantee.
Some people in a backyard.
It's for a good cause, Bray.
Seriously. Oh, no, to be fair, the people that won did have all the beanies and chucked them on just about every...
Should have been mine and Callan's post.
Yeah, it should have been.
With leaderboard in the background. Leaderboard.
But what can you do?
Yep, what can we do? We're just going to sit here and complain.
Big 3-6. Get around.
Yep.
We'll just borrow tickets to the grand final.
Yeah, we didn't even want 3 tickets anyway.
Big 3-6 comp. We'll just wait until next year.
Yep.
We'll hit the track hard and try.
All right.
Any more segments? Also,
just going to mention... No, well, I'm just going to mention why it's here in front of me. our mid-season All-Australian team also, if you want to check it out for yourself. It will be uploaded on the Instagram and even Facebook if Vinny wants to upload
it. Yeah, I'll put it on the Facebook.
So we're gonna that's going to be uploaded to make it all easy.
Yep.
So you can look back at it.
Yeah, chuck it a like.
Chuck it a like, comment, and say what you think about it.
Tag your mates as well, because we're still gaining the followers.
Blue tick on the way.
Yep. Yeah, we've applied for the blue tick, guys, so we're on our way to being verified.
And we're going to start doing some merch soon, guys. We're going to start selling some stickers. So chuck us a DM on Instagram to pre-order some, and we'll get them your way.
Yes, indeed.
More info to come.
Anything else we need to talk about?
No, I think that's about it. It was only going to be a short one tonight anyway.
Very nice. Yep. Very lovely.
Too lovely.
We'll be back on Monday.
Yep.
Will we?
For the review of the round.
Yeah. And also, next week, there's no episode Wednesday. It's Thursday.
Yep, because all the Thursday games are done.
Yep. So we're on Thursday night.
And just for Monday night, I've just got something confirmed. There's going to be some big news coming out of the Centre Square podcast, but you have to wait till Monday. It's about... Ooh.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
This is such big news. We don't even know about it.
Oh,
yeah. We do, but I'm not going to say it.
Oh, okay.
Rothy is dropping bombshell.
But, absolute if you want to know, listen to Monday nights.
Yep.
All right.
Too easy, boys. I think we wrap it up there.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Make sure to hit up the socials, Centre Square Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. To keep... looking at the socials, something might pop up that you can help us out with, whether that be Q&As or feedback.
Giveaway maybe in the future.
Yep, giveaway in the future even, So, that's about it, guys.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up there, I reckon.
All right.
Cool. See ya.